知行如履。
Listen and share。
The Headless Horseman， 无头骑士。One cold winter night, early in the new year, a certain Dutchman left the tavern in Tarrytown and started walking to his home in the hollow nearby.His path led next to the old Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, where a hatless Hessian soldier was buried. At midnight, the Dutchman came within sight of the graveyard. The weather had warmed up during the week, and the snow was almost gone from the road. It was a dark night with no moon, and the only light came from his lantern.The Dutchman was nervous about passing the graveyard, remembering the rumors of a galloping ghost that he had heard at the tavern. He stumbled along, humming to himself to keep up his courage. Suddenly, his eye was caught by a light rising from the ground in the cemetery. He stopped, his heart pounding in fear. Before his startled eyes,A white mist burst forth from an unmarked grave and formed into a large horse carrying a headless rider.
某年伊始的一个寒冷冬夜，一个荷兰人离开塔里镇的小酒馆，徒步向自己在附近山谷中的家走去。他回家时要经过一座很老的睡骨公墓，公墓里埋着一个无头黑僧士兵。午夜时分，这个荷兰人进入了公墓地界，连续一周来天气不断回暖，此时路上已基本没有积雪，天很黑，没有月亮，他提的灯笼便是仅有的亮光了。荷兰人想起他在小酒馆听到的跳动的鬼影的故事，再想到自己要穿过墓地，有些犯怵。他跌跌撞撞地走着，小声哼哼着给自己打气。突然，他看到从坟地上冒出了光，他害怕地站住，心剧烈地跳动着。他惊恐地看到一阵白雾从一座没有墓碑的坟里喷了出来，变成一个无头骑士，骑在一匹马上的形状。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
One cold winter night, early in the new year, a certain Dutchman left the tavern in Tarrytown and started walking to his home in the hollow nearby.
某年伊始的一个寒冷冬夜，一个荷兰人离开塔里镇的小酒馆，徒步向自己在附近山谷中的家走去。
His path led next to the old Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, where a hatless Hessian soldier was buried.
他回家时要经过一座很老的睡骨公墓，公墓里埋着一个无头黑僧士兵。
At midnight, the Dutchman came within sight of the graveyard. The weather had warmed up during the week, and the snow was almost gone from the road.
午夜时分，这个荷兰人进入了公墓地界，连续一周来天气不断回暖，此时路上已基本没有积雪。
It was a dark night with no moon, and the only light came from his lantern.
天很黑，没有月亮，他提的灯笼便是仅有的亮光了。
The Dutchman was nervous about passing the graveyard.Remembering the rumors of a galloping ghost that he had heard at the tavern.
荷兰人想起他在小酒馆听到的跳动的鬼影的故事，再想到自己要穿过墓地，有些犯怵。
He stumbled along, humming to himself to keep up his courage.
他跌跌撞撞地走着，小声哼哼着给自己打气。
Suddenly, his eye was caught by a light rising from the ground in the cemetery. He stopped, his heart pounding in fear.
突然，他看到从坟地上冒出了光，他害怕地站住，心剧烈地跳动着。
Before his startled eyes, a white mist burst forth from an unmarked grave and formed into a large horse carrying a headless rider.
他惊恐地看到一阵白雾从一座没有墓碑的坟里喷了出来，变成一个无头骑士骑在一匹马上的形状。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Certain, be certain about, 是我们常用的词组，意思相当于 be sure about, 确信某事。但短文中的 certain 指的是某一个。比如我们可以说 ,for certain reason, I turned him down. 出于某种原因我拒绝了他。而 a certain Smith 是指一个叫史密斯的人。事实上 ,some 也有相同的含义。荷兰人我们可以说是 Dutchman, 也可以说 Dutch。荷兰用英语可以说 Holland, 或者是 Netherlands。关于荷兰人，因为荷兰人的精明还有一个有趣的短语 ,Let's go Dutch, 表示分开付账 ,AA 制。Lantern, 灯笼。在元宵佳节的时候，中国人都喜欢点灯笼。所以元宵节也就被叫做 Lantern Festival。 类似的还有赛龙舟的端午节 Dragon Boat Festival。 中秋节叫做 The Mid-Autumn Festival。 春节则被翻译成 The Spring Festival。 Nervous, N-E-R-V-O-U-S, 紧张不安。比如说 I feel nervous about the exam, 考试我就紧张。那如果我们劝别人不要紧张的话，就会说 take it easy。 Stumble 形容人走路的时候跌跌撞撞的，还可以和 over 连用，表示绊倒。比如说 I stumble over a stone, 我被一块石头绊倒了。 A stumbling block 就是绊脚石的意思。 Pound 可以表示英镑。 The million pound note是我们大家都很熟悉的马克吐温的作品《百万英镑》，这里的 pound 是形容人心脏砰砰直跳，比如说 her heart pounded, 她的心砰砰的急跳。而 who is pounding the door 当中的 pound 则是表示重击、敲打。burst forth 意思是突然出现、突然爆发、喷出。burst 可以表示爆炸、突然发生。比如说 burst into tears, 放声大哭。 burst with anger, 勃然大怒。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
One cold winter night, early in the new year,A certain Dutchman left the tavern in Tarrytown and started walking to his home in the hollow nearby. His path led next to the old Sleepy Hollow Cemetery where a hatless Hessian soldier was buried. At midnight, the Dutchman came within sight of the graveyard. The weather had warmed up during the week, and the snow was almost gone from the road.It was a dark night with no moon, and the only light came from his lantern. The Dutchman was nervous about passing the graveyard, remembering the rumors of a galloping ghost that he had heard at the tavern. He stumbled along, humming to himself to keep up his courage. Suddenly, his eye was caught by a light rising from the ground in the cemetery.He stopped, his heart pounding in fear. Before his startled eyes,
a white mist burst forth from an unmarked grave and formed into a large horse carrying a headless rider.
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能不识韩。